I'll draft yours next year.
Well, we come back to the Churchill Club, right? Yours? We don't need all this. Get our own pads.
Yeah. What happened to those little black books?
Black fatter and fatter. He's got him on microfilm,
man. Jay for
Jack and Bill. Stuart and I all over the world.
You know who really made the list pretty high? Is that babe in Cairo. You know, the Mrs. Burgess.
Did you hear about the Mr.
and
Mrs. Burgess?
They sure did, and they still have every back.
Donald made a mistake with that.
People of South Florida to examine the issues and the personalities that affect our community. Now, here is your moderator, Tom Miller. Florida Forum is an award-winning program of current affairs produced by the Public Affairs Department of WCKT News. Florida Forum will not be seen next week in order that we may bring you NFL football action. Florida Forum will return 2 weeks from tonight at 6 p.m. WCKT invites your comments. This program was recorded.
That's too loud, too loud. It's as though you've never been asked it before. Still too loud, Rod. I think that's it. Yeah, it's still pretty loud, so speak softly. WCKT News and Public Affairs presents, in color, the award-winning program, Florida Forum, an opportunity for the people of South Florida to examine the issues and the personalities that affect our community. Now, here is your moderator, Tom Miller.
Good evening. Our guest tonight on Florida Forum is United States Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine, an undeclared candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. Asking the questions will be Wayne Ferris for WCKT News, Jack Kasowitz, chief editorial writer for the Miami News, and John McDermott, political writer for the Miami Herald. Senator Muskie, do you agree with some of your colleagues and possible rivals for the nomination? I'm thinking now of Senators Kennedy and McGovern, that the United States should seek restoration of diplomatic and perhaps even economic relations with Cuba.
Well, I think that's an objective that ought to lie down the road. I think it's the objective toward which we ought to move. But I think there are a great many difficult questions that stand between us and the realization of the objective. I know there's great concern here in the Cuban community and in the Miami area about the whole question of political prisoners in Cuba, divided families, and other questions of that sort, which would have to be worked out on a mutual basis before we could hope to achieve the reality of normal relations. It's a very similar situation to that in the case of mainland China. We're moving now. How long it will take is anybody's guess. Because diplomatic relations between countries are a two-way street, they're not a one-way street, and you can't establish them unilaterally. And I think it'll take some time to work out these problems.
Do you think we should start working toward that end?
Well, I think, I think, though, that there has to be a disposition to move toward that end on both sides. Again, it's not unilateral. And I suppose it would take some time involving, indirect or third-party efforts before you begin to create the climate on both sides that would lead to the first initiatives on either side.
Mr. Ferris?
Senator, do you think we should help the exile groups who want to oust Castro?
Well, I don't think by that you mean military efforts of one kind or another. I think we committed on that point. As a matter of fact, I think President Kennedy's exchange with Mr. Khrushchev commits us on that point.
We should
undertake by force to intervene in Cuban affairs.
Do you think we should turn our heads and allow them to move at will, the exile groups that would like to move into Cuba?
Well, again, I think you'd have to define what is meant by that. I don't know what overt actions are underway. I think I'd have to be enlightened on that before I could judge as to their validity or whether or not they constituted by our silence, you know, a violation of the commitment of our national policy. It's a nice question to be decided in each case, and I confess I don't have any information of any such overt actions underway now.
Mr. Kasowitz.
Senator, when are you going to drop the pretense that you're not a candidate? When are you going to announce yourself as a real candidate for the Democratic nomination?
Well, I don't know why it's regarded as pretense. I mean, a challenge of this kind involves, you know, considerable preparation and planning and organization. And there's no reason why that period, even at best, you know, that work is never done. And there's no reason to try to complete it this early. Campaigns are too long now, or at least you fellows at the press tell us that they're too long now. And so the formal declaration follows, you know, the candidate's a decision that, well, he's done all he can to prepare and organize, and he's ready now for the formal and the overt campaign activity. We haven't reached that point as far as I'm concerned. And there's something also psychological about it, you know, that kind of an announcement ought to come at the right time. It ought to come at a time when you have some feeling that you can begin to build and build momentum from that point. And I think if you stretch it out too long, you just you lose the value of it.
Will you enter the Florida primary in March?
Well, if I would have announced that decision, I would have announced the first. And I'm not ready to make those decisions, not publicly at least, at this point.
Mr. McDermott?
Well, Senator, assume if you are a candidate for president come next spring, is it quite likely then that you would run in the Florida primary?
It would seem to me to be an unavoidable, I don't say that in a negative sense. Of course, overall, you've got 23 or 24 primaries. And one can easily identify, and I'd be glad to do that, those that would be generally regarded as rather key primaries. I mean, New Hampshire, Florida, Wisconsin, Oregon, California, then maybe Illinois and Indiana in the Midwest, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts. These are all important. Of course, they're all important primaries, but there are as many as five or six in a given week, five in a given day, and with the costs involved, it's just not likely that I can give a maximum effort to each one. And so that decision has to be made in part on the basis of financial considerations, in part on the political climate at the time. If I'm able to build up momentum in the first two or three primaries, that might narrow the number that I would have to get involved in thereafter. But I would regard the Florida primary as a very key primary, yes.
Senator, a few days ago at the University of Miami, on the campus, one of the students in a question and answer session asked you if you felt that a Jewish running mate would make